Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, along with his delegation returning home, wrapping up participation in COP26. Home Minister Balakrishnakad inspects flood-hit areas in Sudur Paschim and places to declare emergency in Dadeldhura, Bazang and Baitavi. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Hao Engti hands over 1.6 million doses of anti-COVID-19 vaccines to Health Minister Birodh Khatiora. And Taliban government bans foreign currencies in Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. The United Kingdom's Secretary of State for Defence, Ben Wallace, called on Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba on the sideline of the COP26 in Glasgow on Tuesday. Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Podal affirmed that the UK Defence Minister held discussions with Prime Minister Deoba regarding ex-Gurkha soldiers' complaint and welfare, as well as British support of vaccines against COVID-19. Earlier, Prime Minister Deoba had attended a reception organised by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and First Minister of Scotland Nicola Sturgeon in honour of the heads of state and government. On the occasion, addressing the high-level programme on forest and land use management as a panellist, Prime Minister Deoba said Nepal was interested in the voluntary carbon trading and conserving forest for reducing carbon emission. World Bank Managing Director of Development Policy and Partnership Marie Bangestu also met Prime Minister Deoba and discussed the World Bank's support to Nepal in green development, reducing climate change effects and prevention of COVID-19. Similarly, Millennium Challenge Corporation's Deputy Executive Officer Alexei Latortu called on Prime Minister Deoba. On the occasion, they discussed the issues related to the MCC Compact grants to Nepal. Now, Prime Minister's delegation has left for home from Edinburgh Airport via Qatar, wrapping up participation in COP26. They are arriving home tomorrow. Home Minister Balakrishnakar has pledged to declare emergency in Baitari, Bazang and Dadeldhura districts, the hardest hit by unseasonal flood and landslides. Inspecting the flood and landslide hit areas in Bazang district today, Home Minister Khan said development of physical infrastructures would be prioritised in the affected districts after declaring emergency in the areas. Home Minister also said that the relief packages would be provided to the affected ones through respective chief district offices. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has said the works related to Arun Corridor project would be started soon. Speaking at a press meet organised by Press Centre Nepal in Sankhwa Sabha today, Finance Minister Sharma said the government would soon start homework for the operation of the Arun Corridor. He further said the Arun Corridor remained as an important project for the development of Sankhwa Sabha. He also pledged to take initiation for the operation of Kathmandu Kima Thanka checkpost. The CPN-UML has said it would reunify the communist movement through its 10th General Convention. Speaking at a press conference organized by the Publicity Department of the CPN-UML, Chief of the Publicity Department Yogesh Bhatrai said there was no alternative to a fresh mandate through elections for the country's political stability. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Suresh, के छ खबर कहाँ छौ
मेरो सब ठिक छ यार अफिसमा छु अनि घर तयार भयो तिम्रो
घर त तयार भयो यार अब घरमा इन्टरनेट टेलिभिजन लाइन अनि टेलिफोन नम्बर पनि लिनु थियो अब तिमी नै छौ यहाँ नेपालमा पाइने सुविधाको बारेमा जानकार भएको म त 15 वर्ष भयो यार देशबाट टाढा भएको सजेस्ट गर न यार कुन राम्रो होला
ए इन्टरनेट टेलिभिजन लाइन र टेलिफोन सेवाका लागि हो भने आँखा चिम्लेर नेपाल टेलिकमको फाइबर टु द होम FTTH सेवा लिइहाल तिमीलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा नेपाल टेलिकममा पाउँछौ ढुक्क भएर लिँदा हुन्छ
ल गजब भएछ मलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा एउटै फाइबरबाट पाउने भएको छ थ्याङ्क यू यार
थ्याङ्क यू मलाई भन्दा नेपाल टेलिकमलाई भनौ जनतालाई निरन्तर सेवा दिँदै आएको छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Chinese government has handed over 1.6 million doses of anti-COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal. Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Hao Enqi, handed over the varicelle vaccines to Minister of Health and Population, Birod Kathiona, amidst a program in Kathmandu today. On the occasion, Health Minister Kathiona said the vaccines to Nepal by China has helped strengthen Nepal-China relations. Similarly, Chinese Ambassador Enqi believed the varicelle vaccine's assistance would help Nepal achieve its target to vaccinate people against COVID-19 as per the said target. She also said such assistance at different times would further enhance the relations and friendship between the two countries. On the occasion, Ambassador Enqi said that the Chinese military would extend 300,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal Army. Talking about additional vaccine aid, she said Chinese government was discussing about providing additional 3 million doses of anti-COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal. French ambassador to Nepal, Gilles Bourbeau, has paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pompa Basal today. In the meeting held at the ministry, they discussed Nepal-France relations and matters of bilateral interest. Minister Basal expressed interest on energy reserve and hydropower-related technology, saying Nepal wanted to manage the energy available in the country. Saying Nepal is eager to welcome French companies and industries promoting hydroelectricity, Minister Vachal urged the French ambassador to take initiative to facilitate the same. On the occasion, French Ambassador Bourbeau said the private companies in France were willing to bring the new technology in the energy sector of Nepal. A total of 447 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal today. As per the Ministry of Health, 439 corona-infected people recovered in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 7 people died of virus infection, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,434 in Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The Taliban has banned the use of foreign currencies in Afghanistan, a move that could further disrupt an economy on the brink of collapse. A BBC report quotes the Taliban saying the economic situation and national interest in the country requires that all Afghans use Afghani currency in their every trade. The Afghan economy is struggling due to the withdrawal of international financial support after the Taliban took control. The US has approved the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to 4 children before 5 and 11. I beg your pardon. The US has approved the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for children between 5 and 11 years, clearing the way for millions of young Americans to get vaccinated. The decision by Centers of Disease Control and Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky comes after careful consideration from U.S. drug regulators. The U.S. is already giving the vaccines to those aged 12 and over. This approval affects some 28 million U.S. children. Experts argue that jabbing the young is necessary for a return to normal life. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and western high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, along with his delegation returning home, wrapping up participation in COP26. Home Minister Balakrishna Khad inspect flood-hit areas in Sudur Paschim and places to declare emergency in Dadeldhura, Bazang and Baithari. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Hao Engti hands over 1.6 million doses of anti-COVID-19 vaccines to Health Minister Birod Kathiora. And Taliban government bans foreign currencies in Afghanistan. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.